This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Asian financial hub of Hong Kong was drenched on Friday by the heaviest rain since records began 140 years ago, killing one person, injuring 83, according to media reports, as unusually wet weather caused by typhoons brought more disruption to southern China. Hong Kong authorities closed schools on Friday and told workers to stay at home. The city's stock exchange was also shuttered. A cyclone that hit southern Brazil has led to flooding that has killed dozens and left thousands homeless. We get more from the AP's Karen Chamas.
In the city of Mucum, resident Marcos Antonio Gomez walks on top of debris that was once his home. He told the AP, "The water arrived very fast. It was rising 6.5 feet an hour. After managing to flee, he came back to a scene of utter devastation. His house, amongst many, had been flattened. We're trying to recover a bit of what's left, but there's very little left. Nothing, actually. Not even close." But Gomez was one of the lucky ones. In one house in his hometown, rescuers found 15 bodies. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea launched its first operational tactical nuclear attack submarine, state media said on Friday. VOA's Scott Walterman has more.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who attended the launch ceremony, said arming the Navy with nuclear weapons was an urgent task. In 2019, state media showed Kim inspecting a previously unreported sub that was built under his special attention. At the time, analysts said the apparent size of the new vessel indicated it was designed to carry missiles. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
And for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is bringing an ambitious message to this weekend's G20 Leaders Summit in India. Reuters Jillian Kitchener has more on that story.
Biden is hoping to persuade fast-growing economies in Africa, Latin America, and Asia that there is an alternative to China's massive infrastructure plan called the Belt and Road Project, which has funneled billions of dollars to developing countries, but left many deeply in debt. Part of that pitch involves reforming the World Bank and boosting its funding under President Ajay Banga for infrastructure in the developing world. Washington thinks a rebooted World Bank could meet the Global South's needs and serve its own interests.
That's Jillian Kitchener reporting. Mali's interim government says Islamist militants attacked a military camp and vessel in the northeastern section of the country Thursday, killing at least 49 civilians, 15 soldiers. Around 50 assailants were killed in response and 3 days of national mourning declared, according to the interim government. Mali is one of several West African countries battling a violent insurgency with links to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State that took root in the country's north in 2012. With the start of a new school year, some cities here in the United States are faced with how to accommodate large numbers of migrant children. We get more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Several major U.S. cities have struggled with an influx of thousands of asylum seekers who have filled up homeless shelters. Now, they must figure out resources to accommodate the influx of non-English speaking students. New York City's shelter system was especially overwhelmed, but Mayor Eric Adams says the city's nearly 1,900 schools are well prepared to welcome migrant children into the classrooms. Others say there still is not enough resources to go around. Illegal border crossings fell sharply after the Biden administration introduced new restrictions in May, but the numbers are rising again. Families with children now account for about half of the arrests of people crossing the border illegally from Mexico, with more than 91,000 arrests in August, making it the busiest month ever for apprehensions of migrant families with children crossing the southern border. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Teen sensation Coco Gauff reached her first U.S. Open final by defeating Carolina Mukova on Thursday night in a match interrupted by 50 minutes by environmental activists.
Not going on social media or listening to people who believe that I can or believe that I can't. So I've just been really focusing on myself. So I really believe that now I have the maturity and ability to do it. And, you know, regardless of what happens on Saturday, I'm really proud of how I've been handling the last few weeks.
The victory was the 11th in a row for Gauff. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.